This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Fake news, spin, a difference of opinion, lies. Call it what you want, a pro-farming group is stepping up its game to educate folks on what is actually happening on the farm these days. Say Family Farming Director Gerald Barron says they're targeting a specific audience.
We really focus on where the policy decisions really are being made, and those are in our urban centers, Seattle and Spokane and Bellingham and Olympia and places like that. The people who live in these cities who are getting farther away from the farms are really where the political power in the state lies.
Barron says the most recent attacks have come from a Bellingham-based group
called Community to Community, who is a union worker center. That's a quasi-legal way for union organization to take place, who has been fighting the guest worker program for the purpose of being able to organize unions and to generate union dues.
Barron says this group is going after the H-2A guest worker program.
They have been reaching out to the audiences in Seattle and our political power centers and telling a story that is viciously false, that farmers are abusing workers. They even accuse them of causing the death of one of the workers this past season. They're accusing them of degraded living conditions, of doing all kinds of things wrong that aren't true in order to put a stop to this guest worker program.
Listen tomorrow for more on this counterattack against anti-farm groups and the dirty tactics used against farmers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.